Dictation 4, Orvant, O-R-V as in Victor, A-N, TARP, T-H-A-R-P, June 1934, address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N. Dear Dr. Stevelton, consultation for Mr. TARP, who has advanced renal failure, stage 4-5. He's been seeing Dr. Bangaru, B-A-N-G-A-R-U, which has left the area, thought to be related to hypertension, recently admitted locally Clare, C-L-A-R-E hospital because of respiratory distress, influenza B, eventually transferred to Bay City Hospital as there was no openings in our hospital in the system, not in Alma or Midland. Comes in company with wife. He has limited eyesight because of macular degeneration bilateral without any treatment, dry changes. Supposed to be doing salt fluid restriction. His weight around 198, stable, 3 meals a day. Before all this happening, he was very physically active, walking 6 days a week, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no esophageal reflux, no abdominal pain, diarrhea, bleeding. There is frequency nocturia, 3-4 times a night, but no incontinence, cloudiness of blood, no recent infection, acceptable flow, takes medications for prostate. There is edema, wife believes some increased abdominal girth. He denies having chest pain, palpitation, does have a pacemaker and history of atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, denies any active bleeding, dyspnea, presently no oxygen, improved, right now no cough, sputum production, no orthopnea, PND, minimal pruritus, no skin rash or bruises, no headaches. He has manifested a number of times to Dr. Bangaru, not interested on dialysis. Next paragraph, the past medical history for long-term hypertension, no diabetes, coronary artery disease back in 2013 requiring stent, abnormal echocardiogram, which I'm going to describe later, the recent influenza B, advanced kidney disease, progressive, presently stage 5, dry macular degeneration bilateral, denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies TIS, stroke, or peripheral vascular disease, no gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, denies kidney stones, gout. Next paragraph, surgical procedures, bilateral cataract surgery, colonoscopies, no malignancy, tachybrady syndrome, atrial fibrillation, pacemaker, coronary artery stent. Next paragraph, side effects, lisinopril with a cough, Eliquis question, diarrhea. Next paragraph, smoke for about 10 years, less than 10-year pack, discontinued already more than 60 years ago. Minimal alcohol intake. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, present medications include Flonase, aspirin. I see that he is still on Eliquis despite the side effects. The Crestor, Paxil, vitamins, Metoprolol, Norvasc, new blood pressure medicine, Prazosin, P-R-A-Z-O-S-I-N. Albuterol as needed, has not used it recently, and presently off diuretics, used to take low dose of furosemide, 20 milligrams. Next paragraph, on physical exam, height 72 inches, weight 198, blood pressure 176 over 80 on the right, 178-84 on the left, alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, very pleasant. He's able to get in and out of the stretcher, but limited eyesight. normal eye movements, prior cataract surgery, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no palpable thyroid. There is, however, JVD, carotid bruise, pacemaker device on the left upper chest, appears regular, no pericardial rap, has a systolic murmur diffuse, no palpable lymph nodes, neck armpit, lungs are distant clear. No pericardial rap, distended abdomen, question ascites, edema, subcutaneous, lower extremities, but also around the abdomen and lower chest. No rebound guarding tenderness, no gross palpable liver spleen, decreased pulses, popliteal dorsal pedis posterior tibialis, minor capillary refill, however, no gangrene, no cellulitis, no asterixis, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries. Most recent creatinine up to 3.8, and that has progressed over the last 2 years, 2.9, 3.1, 3.2, present level 3.6 and 3.8. A normal potassium elevated by carbonate, a low sodium 135, a normal albumin calcium, liver function test NAP elevated, present GFR 15, glucose in the 170s, but that was not fasting. Last phosphorus normal, anemia 11.1, a normal white blood cell platelets, PTH elevated 125, protein creatinine ratio elevated 1.27, trace amount of blood in the urine 1 plus of protein, back in 2021, echocardiogram, low ejection fraction, 45%, dilated right and left atrium, aortic regurgitation, moderate pulmonary hypertension, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. A kidney ultrasound from November 22, normal size right 10.2, small on the left 7.8, no reported obstruction. There are simple cysts. Question kidney stone without obstruction. That will be right kidney. I reviewed the discharge summary from Bay City McLaren. They repeat an a kidney ultrasound, both kidneys are small, 9.5 on the right, 8.3 on the left. Again, no obstruction. And there is a new echocardiogram, ejection fraction normal, 55-60%, diastolic dysfunction, stage 2, right ventricle is dilated and decreased ejection fraction, severe enlargement right and left atrium, severe tricuspid regurgitation and severe pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, presently stage 4-5. Next number, severe hypertension, predominant systolic of the elderly. Next number, bilateral small kidneys, likely hypertensive nephrosclerosis. Prior ultrasound, asymmetry between the right and the left. Renal artery stenosis is always a consideration. Next number, proteinuria, non-nephrotic range. No major blood in the urine, nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. Next number, severe pulmonary hypertension. Next number, dilated right ventricle. Next number, other echocardiogram abnormalities as indicated above. Next number, macular degeneration. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulation, and pacemaker. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, monitor iron studies, potential intravenous iron EPO treatment. Next number, presently normal acid base, nutrition, calcium, and phosphorus. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Monitor and start Rocaltrol as needed. Next number, comments. We have a long discussion, patient and wife, about the meaning of advanced progressive renal failure. Dialysis is started based on symptoms. There is no indication for dialysis at this point in time. When I asked him why he prefers not to do dialysis, he mentioned quality of life. I explained to them he has the option of no dialysis, dialysis in center, dialysis at home, peritoneal, hemodialysis. The need to plan in advance for an AV fistula. What is an AV fistula done by the vascular surgeon? Takes 2-3 months to be ready. The importance of chemistry in a monthly basis. Blood pressure is poorly controlled, and he has evidence of volume overload based on the JBD, edema, question ascites. Restart Lasix, 40 milligrams, which is still is a low dose given the GFR around 15. I do not see nephrotoxic medications. Plan to see him back on the next 2-3 weeks and continue educating the patient. We also discuss what happens when a person needs dialysis and decides not to do it. Continue answering questions, prolonged visit. I will keep you posted, end of dictation.